It's episode 86, and we've got plugins for Dropbox integration, Gravity Forms, PDFs, pop-ups, sharing bars, and a great new site manager plugin. All that and more coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode, and we do have a fair whack of stuff for you. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Great to be here with everybody this week.
And we're here to share some news, information, tidbits, and maybe a small minor rant or two for you, just because it's fun. So anyway, first off the bat, we've got the usual. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast. You can find it out at our website at wppluginsaz.com, where you can listen to it there and check out the show notes for everything we discuss here. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio, and that's easy enough to get to now. I made a nice simple link. Just go to wppro.ca/Stitcher, and you'll get right to it. You can also find us on the iTunes Store. And again, I made that one simple for folks. wppro.ca/iTunes. And pop in there, and there you'll have it. Nice and simple.
Excellent. And don't forget about the podcasts app for your iPhone and iPad. That's becoming more and more a tool of choice for me from a mobile perspective. So a lot of different ways to absorb the content of the show here.
Yeah, I was hearing... podcast I was listening to the other day where they were talking about more people using those podcast apps.
Yeah, they're great.
So, lots of ways to get the show. And if you know of a way that we don't have it available and you'd like to hear it or you've listened to it that way, let us know and I'll find a way to get it added into the system. All right, and of course, well, we need a little bit of self-promotion for ourselves just so we can, you know, keep food on the table and let everyone know that we do work for a living aside from this fun hobby we have here. And I am a WordPress specialist focusing on WordPress training. I do have another webinar coming up. I haven't set the date yet, and it'll probably be later this week. And so you'll just sort of have to check the show notes. I'll put it in there, and I will send it out on Twitter where you can find it, a place I'm starting to get active again. And I also help with emergency WordPress support. So when you get that white screen of death and you panic, just go to my website and my phone number's up in the corner. Give me a call. I'll be happy to help you out.
Nice. And I am still delaying that video show until I get done with one particular client project. And then it's, open up the throttle and let's go. But I got 11 shows done already, so looking for probably mid-next week to go ahead and launch. I know I say that every week, but...
I know sooner or later it's going to launch, and it's going to be beautiful and fantastic. That's the brilliance.
So in the meantime, everybody jump on over to Facebook at facebook.com/dailyplugin, and I'm already starting to share some of the stuff that I'm doing, and that's a good place to... get on board, join me, get some feedback, talk to some other WordPress enthusiasts in the group, and have a good time. So facebook.com/dailyplugin is the plug of the week.
Make sure you check that out. Well, we could also think if you're like a game company, you know, you keep promising the delivery date and pushing it back because it's just not quite got all the bugs out yet. But when it comes, it'll be fantastic and worth the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of like some of my favorite games. So anyway, I've got a couple of great pieces of news about myself. I have been asked to be a guest blogger on a couple of websites, and I'm excited about that. One of them is going to be the Social Media Camp website for Social Media Camp Victoria, which is becoming one of the largest social media camps in Western Canada, and they're trying to work to be the largest one in the Western North America. So I get to be a guest blogger on there. I'll be putting out two posts a month from now until next May, and I'm excited about that one. And my first post will be going up there on or about the 21st of this month. The second one I've been invited to is at DIY WP blog, or do-it-yourself WordPress blog. And that's located at DIYWPblog.com, and I'll be getting my first post up there in a couple of days. So I'm excited to be a guest blogger on a couple of websites.
That's nice.
And I've also got a couple of guest bloggers lined up for my website, which will be coming in soon. And if you're interested in that, let me know. Send me an email. I'll be happy to let you in, maybe, provided you're going to provide me some nice content. And the other thing I've decided, well, somehow I really need to eliminate sleep from my schedule. And that's simply so I can get more done, you know, with family life, two kids, hobbies, wife, and all kinds of other things. You know, sleep just gets in the way, and I really wish I could eliminate it some days. And also, I've had a rough week, so this last week I'm really feeling the need to go online and kill some virtual monsters or demons, either in Warcraft or Diablo.
Oh, no.
I haven't played in months now, so I think it's just building. But on the fun side, I really did have a good weekend this last weekend. Here in Victoria, we had the Great Canadian Beer Festival last weekend. Probably during the last hot weekend.
Did have a good week.
Oh, it was great. The beer festival is one of the premier beer festivals in Western Canada, and like the tickets for this event sold out in 15 minutes. They went on sale and poof, they were gone. It's like it's their 20th year for this. I remember when they had the event, and it's like they couldn't give the tickets away. But now there are so many microbreweries out there producing so many high-quality beers that it's so worthwhile to go to. And we sampled so many great beers that day. And, of course, we took the bus. No driving for us. And my wife and I went, and we walked home, you know, rather happy. But I did discover a really interesting beer there for anyone who's interested and likes microbrews. It's from the Dead Frog Brewery Beer Company. And they produce a beer called Pepper Lime Beer. And if you like pepper, lemon, or pepper lime on your steaks, this is like a fantastic beer. The flavor was really incredible. I can't speak highly enough of this one particular beer. But if you get a chance, check it out. It's Dead Frog Brewery. I'll leave a link in the in the show notes to them, just because I really like them. And of course, I really love their slogan, which is quite simple: Nothing goes down like a dead cold frog.
I think I'd invent, what would my beer name be? Plug-in Pilsner. How about that?
Hey, there you go. So anyway, you know, I'm actually glad that it was the last hot weekend, because now my office is cooling off and my computer can run without having to stick ice on top of it to keep it from overheating. So.
Not a recommended tactic, by the way, all you listening at home.
No, I don't actually put ice on it, but I sure felt like it some days. Like heating up so badly, I could hear the fans just whipping away, and my computer would slow to a crawl because it was just running too hot.
Oh, yeah. Back in the old days, I used to have this, what was it back in the day, 56K modem, or maybe even worse, and it would overheat too much, so I'd have to put it in the freezer to cool it down for a half an hour and then use it again.
Yeah, I could definitely feel for that. So anyway, that's all my little bit of rants and raves and just some tidbits about life and what's happening. And we do got some news for you this week. I've tripped across a couple of things. Nice article here, about 60 million websites on the web that run by WordPress. So it with 60 million website, WordPress rules the web, so where's the money? This is an interesting article about the early days of WordPress and an interview with Matt about why they haven't sold out and making billions of dollars, and they only make a nice steady income out of it. So it's a good read if you're interested in some of the history of WordPress. And of course, this last week, you know, one of the things I find worse than updating a whole bunch of WordPress sites is 30 minutes later, a new security patch drop, and you got to do it all again.
Is that what happened? I wondered about that. I'm like, I thought I just updated this.
3.42 dropped this last week, and it's a security update. Because it's a security update, it is recommended highly that you do that. In fact, I would say mandatory that you do it, because they plugged a couple of security holes in it. So you should go and do your 3.42 maintenance update if you haven't already done it. Yeah, it was a drag. I just updated like 10 or 15 sites, and like 30 minutes later, I went, How come those are showing I need updated? And I went, oh crap, 3.42 just dropped.
I got notification from my hosts. Yes, this blog has been updated. This site has been updated. I'm like, okay, what's happening here?
Yeah. So, and one other article, this one here pertains to security in WordPress also. If you use the Sociable WordPress plugin, and I have used it in the past, I don't use it now, but a lot of people use it. It's got over 1.5 million downloads. So it's used out there a lot. There's a problem with the plugin, not per se from the author, but a link they have in the plugin that's pulling an image from a compromised website, which could affect you. So go read this article and check it out. By the time you listen to this, depending on when you listen, it may or may not be relevant, but at least check it out to make sure that it has been taken care of. So you don't need that kind of thing. So it's interesting to note that things aren't always the author's fault. Sometimes it's a link they have going somewhere else. So that's all the news we got. How about you? Anything else?
Doing a lot of theme updating, and I have some really cool solutions this week, plugin wise, for some very interesting problems that I ran across. I mean, down to like, how do I get a WordPress post to a printer in a place that no one knows how to use the internet?
Ooh.
Yeah. So I solved it, and we got a plugin for it coming up.
Oh, sweet. All right. Yeah. Well, then let's just get right into the fun of the plugins. And here we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got this week is a pop-up plugin. And this is one I think I might have made mention that's coming, and it's one that I tripped across, and it's a pretty decent little pop-up plugin. And I know I've discussed pop-up plugins in past episodes, and they keep, of course, popping up from time to time. You gotta love the puns when they happen. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what happened, I've been hunting on checking out and trying different pop-up plugins simply to promote like my email list or other miscellaneous things on my site as I need to. And I ran across this one by accident while looking for something else. And it's very nice and simple, and it's easy to set up. And it setups and it uses custom post types for its content, which is really nice in itself because it sets itself apart from other things. And the beauty about it using the custom post types is it allows you to put any content you want into this pop-up, literally, without any effort. I mean, you can put your videos in there, you can put short codes in there, you can put anything in there. The pop-up automatically sizes itself if you set it to fit whatever portion of the screen you need. It also allows you to set numerous different rules to allow it to either pop up on a single page or pop up when a certain page appears and that page appears X number of times to the visitor, or when they visit certain number of times, or when they come from specific web referrals like Google or Bing or some other place. There's numerous rules that you can apply to this, which I found beautiful. So I started experimenting with it. And of course, the main reason I got it was to promote my email list, and how I have it set there is it pops up twice the first two times that anyone visits my website, and then it goes away until they remove their cookies. And the other way I used it was I'm experimenting with my video training section of my website, and I wanted a way to pop a video up into somebody's face to see what would happen and see what kind of responses I got from doing that. And it allows me to do that. It'll pop up a video, but it doesn't bring it up immediately. I have it delay 5-10 seconds before that they've been on the page. So long enough that they've started reading and the video pops up in the corner, so it's not quite in their way but slightly there, and then they can either check out the video or move on. So there's lots of ways you can use this, and there is a free version of it available in the WordPress repository, but it's a lower version than is available than the paid version. It comes from WPMU, and it's called WordPress Pop-Up 4.3.2, which is available in WordPress repository. I haven't gone to the paid version yet, but the paid version offers a few more features, which I'll probably be moving to before too long. So all in all, a pretty nice plugin. I like it. If you're looking for a pop-up plugin that checks it, that works well, this is one to check out. So it gets a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Excellent. I like that. WPMU makes some great plugins. So yes, I haven't seen this yet, but I'm definitely going to check it out. Well, John, since you've got a plug-in, I have one actually late in my list here that I'm going to talk about, and we'll just stick with the theme here. I was actually looking for a pop-up plug-in that could go over my stage site. I mean, everybody knows I got a million projects going on, and I wanted something that would actually pop up and say, hey, the site's not ready yet, but put your email in here, and as soon as we launch, we'll send you something. So this plugin is called Arty Pop-Up. It's really meant for the designer in the staging phases. It creates a pop-up with optional form integration. It has Contact Form 7 specs built into it. You can upload any background image for the pop-up, so you pretty much have complete control over how everything works. It also basically has the control of whether you want to show it on the front page, within posts, within pages, or the entire site.
Sweet.
They do have, it looks like, a paid version of this. It's done by Enigma Web. I haven't yet seen the different capacity as far as what those capabilities are for a premium version of this. But it, again, has cookie lifetime values in it, so you can set exactly how long you want this to be. But I found it a pretty good solution for what it is that I was working on. So, like yours, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. I kind of like that one. That's an idea, because I'm working on a staging website right now that I've been trying to figure out a way, nice, clean way to say, hey, we're coming. Give me your email address, and we'll let you know as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, that's exactly what this pop-up was made for.
I like that one. I'll have to check that one out for the site I'm building.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got this next one here is both a plug-in, but it's also more than a plug-in. This is along the lines of I've been testing out different WordPress managing systems, you know, sites like someone like me who has, 15 plus websites to manage. It's sometimes a pain to go update 15 websites. It take a while. But I've been looking for a nice affordable option for managing all the websites. And there's several options out there. This one here I heard about way back, and I was actually re-listening to some of our podcasts, and way back around 77 or so, we did an episode where I made mention of this, that I had signed up to test this as soon as they went live, and it's called Warpit. And they went live a couple of weeks ago, and they contacted me and said, hey, we're ready, go check it out. So I did, and I started checking it out, and they've got a couple of little things that they're still working on, but I contacted the authors and talked back and forth with them a little bit, and they are really responsive. So a couple of things here I'm going to clarify that they talked to me about as I went through. So excuse me, sometimes the frog jumps up in your throat. So anyway, I'll clarify them as we go through, but all in all, you'll like what I have to say here, I think. This is a site manager software, reasonably priced for managing sites, but I was only testing, so I thought I would check it out if they offer a 3-site trial. And to get the 3-site trial, all you have to do is send out a tweet that you're either checking it out, you've signed up for it, or whatever. The tweet doesn't have to be specific, it just has to link back to them and be sent through their, tweet to download sort of thing. And when I was tweeting it out, I tweeted it out and signed up and tweeted out the tweet. And I thought, okay, initially I thought, well, where's my extra 2? Because you get 1 and you get 2 more when you send out the tweet. I thought, okay, well, it's not coming. Well, 8 minutes later, while I was playing, all of a sudden the additional site showed up after the tweet. So that was okay. At first I was worried, but then it turned out okay. It was just a delay. You got to take into delays. We get so used to instant internet, so sometimes it's not so instant. Now, I did run into a couple of conflicting statements when I first signed up, and I thought that I should have signed up through the plugin. I should have put the plugin first and then signed up, because the tweet said get a 30-day trial. The plugin said get 3 for life, but they've made changes in that. They were changing their system, and they forgot to update their plugin. And I told them about that, and they went, oops, we missed that. Thanks for letting us know. So they've taken care of that issue. For the first site, completely free, up to three, 30-day trial, completely free. After that, it drops back to one site for you. So if you're not going to use it after 30 days, it might not be worthwhile. So anyway, here's the site. Here's some of the features for it. It manages all your WordPress sites in one place. It's got one-click updates for WordPress.org plugins, themes, WordPress core files. It's one-click login to administrate each of your websites. So you can log into Warpit and then go right into any website you want. It's got a price lock. So if you lock into their low prices now and sign up, you will always pay their low prices even as they raise them in the future. That's one of their guarantees they give. It's got a fully automated WordPress installer tool, so you can install WordPress websites from this tool. In other words, you can also clone from this. It's got a complete dashboard, and it's got quality premium WordPress add-ons that are only available inside Warpit that they have coming soon. So they're going to have their own specialized plugins that you can install from inside their dashboard. And they say it's got smooth scaling based on your needs. I didn't go beyond three, so I don't know how far it goes after that. And it seems that when I went on their site, it should have been consistent with some of the things, as I mentioned. But of course, as I contacted the authors, they've corrected some of their inconsistencies. One of the things I found that was slightly confusing with it, and I've talked to them about it, and that was when I was going to update things, instead of saying update or manage or something like that, they had unusual labels. They were trying to be different. And in being different, they sort of made it a little complicated, but they are looking at it and going, maybe we don't want to do that. You know, they've been really, really good and focused on it. I found that it did update some sites pretty smoothly, because I did have it test on sites that needed updates and needed several plugins, and they each ran different plugins. So I got to see a list of everything needed on the sites, hit update, and boom, tested. So I went over to the sites and checked, and sure enough, they updated pretty smoothly with no problems. One of the things it does have built into it is a cleanup. And this cleanup I liked. And the site, it connects in and you just hit the cleanup and it will remove things such as your post revisions. It'll clean up your database. It'll optimize your database. It'll also remove some other things that you might want to keep. So you might want to check it before you go ahead and clean it. And it also has a future feature that is coming, and this is something that they expect to be coming soon. And it's going to allow complete site backups, and they're calling it Warp Drive. I kind of like that idea, but being a Star Trek geek. Yeah. But when it comes, I'm going to give that a test and see how it works for doing site backups and maintaining site backups, because there's some that I would like to be able to do that with. So all in all, this is looking like a very good plugin. It's still in the early stages of their managing, or plugin and manager, and it's still in the early stages of their development for some areas, but it is usable at this point. And it's worthwhile, I think, checking out the 30-day trial if you want to see and find yourself a new system. And again, like I said, the minor issues that I ran into as I contacted and emailed back to the authors about it and let them know about what was happening, they were really quick to respond back and let me know what they thought, and that they say, hey, this is nice, or what'd you think of this? They were really good. So I give this plugin at its current state a 4 dragon. It might make it to 5 when it's fully operational, but at 4. And for the service and the authors, they get a 4 dragon just for the responsiveness on the issues involved. So all in all, really great plugin and really great for the authors. So kudos to them.
Do you know if this works with multi-site?
You know, I don't know. I didn't try it. I've got 3 multi-sites running, and I didn't think to test it on one of those.
I'm wondering how it would handle that, because I'm quite fed up with multi-site at this point.
Yeah, I've got a love-hate relationship going on with multi-site myself.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now.
It almost makes me wish I just would have installed them in separate folders, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool, John. I'm definitely going to check that out, and more I've been, you know, really looking to find a good solution to manage all of my sites together. I'm trying to adapt a more and more mobile lifestyle where I'm able to work with my iPad and not be chained to a CPU, you know?
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's time to, for me to find these different solutions where I can do all of this. Yeah. So I'm always on the hunt for those.
Well, I got another one. I got another one coming soon because I ran into another one that I'm testing out now. So
good. Can't wait for the Five Dragon one, whichever one that one is. All right, John. Well, excuse me while I get a drink of coffee here so early in the morning. I want to talk about something that works with Dropbox. Now, Dropbox has been a lifesaver for me because it allows me to work on different devices and still access the same files.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
So I was wondering, how does WordPress integrate most effectively with Dropbox? And there is one plugin that I found that I'm about to share, and then there's one plugin that I thought of that I'm going to talk about, and I hope somebody will develop. Okay?
Okay.
So this is called Pressbox, and basically it integrates Dropbox with your WordPress installation, allowing you to post images and files directly from Dropbox. So you know how you have your media center?
Yeah.
Well, now you can associate a Dropbox folder with it, and then there's Dropbox located within your media center now.
Wow.
And you have all of your images there. You click on whichever one you want from your Dropbox, and it's on your site.
Wow.
What do you think?
That's... Oh, I'll be putting that on my site because that'll save me a trip back to my computer for my photos.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Because I'm oftentimes just saving photos in advance, and I have to come back to the computer to get them for the posts.
Yes, exactly. So this actually has short code capability as well. Oh. It lets you pull something from Dropbox that way too. So all in all, pretty good, a little clunky. The author is Les Harris, and he came up with a whopper idea, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I know that he's got just a little bit more to go on it, but so far, so good. This one gets a 4 out of 5.
No kidding, man. So I can't wait to see it hit 5, because it sounds like it's got serious promise and serious time-saving promise.
So here's the plugin that I want developed.
Okay.
I would like to see a plugin that creates a post every time I put something new into Dropbox.
Ooh.
So let's just say I had a podcast app for my iPhone, which I do, a really cool one called Boss Jock that I use. Pretty nice multi-track audio podcast recorder. And it allows me to pull tracks from Dropbox and record, and it also lets me save to Dropbox. Now, wouldn't it be great, John, if you could just save the podcast to Dropbox, and then it goes to the site, makes an attachment, and puts it out there?
That'd be nice, actually, yeah.
Or what if I just put a new photo in Dropbox, or maybe a new document, and I want a new post with just the file name and the attachment within it? So that's what I'd like to see, is something that kind of auto-posts through Dropbox. You'd have to really watch yourself and see what it was that you were uploading. You know, just, you don't want anything embarrassing getting out there.
Oh, yeah.
But that's my idea. So anybody out there that's capable of it, do it.
Yeah, no kidding. That's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the last one I've got here today is a nice simple plugin, and it's one I've seen on numerous websites, and I thought I would give it a try to see if I could clean my site up a little further. I mean, I've been working hard at cleaning up my website and streamlining it and bringing its focus right down. So in the process, I'm trying to remove as much extraneous junk as possible or move stuff off to the side and make it there but not in the way. And this one's called Share Bar, and I'm sure you've seen it on websites too. You hit a website and you see a little bar up to the left-hand side of the post, and as you scroll down, that bar slides down with it. It's to Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google+, all the little sharing icons to share the post. And I wanted to see how well it would work and test it all out. And it's a nice plugin. It's very simple. It's straightforward. You just drop the plugin and turn it on. Go to the configuration and choose which social media sites you want to share to. And I think they have like half a dozen or so to choose from. And usually you don't want them all. You just want like 3 or 4. You choose your main 3 or 4, Twitter, Google+, Facebook. And I've got StumbleUpon in mine. and turn it on and set it, and it just pops there on the left-hand side and slides right down the post, so it's always in view for folks, and that way you can eliminate the extra one that's sitting on top of your post that they'll forget about as they slide down, or one at the bottom, or others. This one here takes care of those other little sharing icons, and it seems to work quite nicely, so it's a nice, simple, easy plugin for Dragon Rating on it.
I'm always afraid to put that on my sites because it would say like zero tweets, zero pluses.
Yeah,
zero.
I don't worry about that at this current
quote. No digs, no one likes you, go away.
Yeah, I don't worry too much about that at this current point in my career. Eventually I'll see those things being tweeted out, you know. A few more years when everyone thinks I'm a rock star and I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Well, John, I'm going to close this segment out with a doozy here. This is what takes sometimes some design prowess and really kind of looking all the way down the chain as far as a solution goes. I have a client that's a restaurant. In fact, they're a chain of restaurants. And I've done their site for the last couple years. It's a friend of mine, so I basically do it for nothing. And I was looking for a way that could eliminate the step of the manager having to get online and check for orders or check for catering orders or worry about email or things like that. So I went to visit them, and I noticed they had this multifunction printer, which was hooked to the internet, that was also like a dual thing that they would get their faxed orders in. So I grabbed a blank fax form. And I tried to duplicate it on WordPress, and I did pretty well, and I used Gravity Forms. So one of the things that I found out is this multifunction printer has its own email address that you can set up from a POP3 setting perspective. And it's a brother printer, in case anyone's interested. I think it's a Costco kind. But the cool thing is if you have a PDF and you email it to this printer, it will print it out, just like it would a fax.
Cool.
So guess what this did? This enabled me to use a plugin called Gravity Forms PDF Extended. It allows you to save, view, and download a PDF from the front end or the back end and automate PDF creation on form submission. So now you can use Gravity Forms to, after they fill out the particular fields and you know, complete their response, it gives them the option as the user to download a copy of the PDF if they want it, you know, as verification or a receipt, I don't know, whatever, their order. It could even be tickets, like e-tickets or something like that. I didn't even think about that. You could embed a QR code on there. What this allowed us to do is basically duplicate the fax in form, and then because it could save a back-end PDF notification, it sends only the PDF to whatever email address, which is nice. You could do this for a company that you service that maybe uses frequent invoicing, or they just want orders to pop out, or you know, even if it's just a PDF that they have to manually print if they don't have the right equipment. That's the solution. So this is a good bridge. And isn't that what good design is about? Just being a good bridge. And sometimes you don't have people that are super technical that can peel through fields of a Gravity Forms output. PDF properly formatted is definitely the way to go in instances like that. So this is a front-to-back solution that has enabled this particular client of mine to take online orders where they never could before. It enabled me to make a order form that was just Gravity Forms in mobile. That's it. All it is, when you go to that site in mobile, it's what do you want to order? So it has enabled them to start taking lunch orders and that kind of thing. So I know as word spreads, they'll definitely get more business because of that. But it's nice. And I was able to time delay it so that it would only be active from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the lunchtime hours, too.
That's really impressive.
Good solutions out there. Gave this one a 5 out of 5.
There it goes. Had a delay there. So yeah, wow, that's impressive. I really like that. And that actually does have some really useful ideas. And of course, I've loved Gravity Forms for quite a while now, and I didn't realize they had a PDF extender in it or available for it.
Yeah, but I mean, I know this was a long, drawn-out explanation as to what this does, but that's what you kind of have to think about for every plugin. And that's why I'm so passionate about plugins, is because I want to dive into them and go, what didn't they think about in this? You know, what did they think about? What does this give me the capacity to do? I'm a guy who likes to work smarter, not harder, you know? So
this
is definitely those things.
Okay, well, that's all we've got. That brings us down to the end. No extra fun stuff today, so just the usual number of reminders. Don't forget, go to iTunes, give us a nice rating there so we can help eliminate all those pod-fated podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Check us out at blueberry.com, voa.com, and of course, go check us out on Stitcher Radio now, and make sure if you happen to use that, and I'm actually starting to use that app, I'm kind of enjoying it. And it's kind of nice. I'm getting a few interesting shows off of it, aside from my usual fare. And if you're into challenges, one of the interesting things I discovered about your accounts, it'll tell you how many hours you've been listening to the radio and which shows you listen to the most. So it's got some interesting personal stats for you if you're into personal stats about what you're doing.
Well, if you're in Stitcher and you've listened to the show this far, we gladly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And future podcast, the usual, any lazy plugins or just something cool we trip across along the way.
Yep.
And, of course, you can contact us. You can find me at my website, johnoverall.com. On Twitter, go to wppro.ca/Twitter. Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook. Or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
I see. You're going short code on me.
I'm going short code because I got tired of not having it. And because I use different names for Twitter and Facebook and other things, I realized I needed to simplify this.
Yeah, you should make it like contacts, just one link. If you need to find me, go here.
Go to contacts, poof, all of them up here.
Because that's what I'm going to do. If you guys want to contact me, go to marcuscouch.com. And I will plug the daily plugin on facebook.com/daily plugin. Let's see, what else? I'm a little miffed because we need to get more SpeakPipe people.
Oh, yeah, we could use a few more of those. Come on, folks.
Yeah, I know the show is growing. I mean, by like thousands a month.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes, our stats, our downloads have been going up tremendously in the last couple of months.
Yeah, so participate. Come on, tell us at least if you like the show, if you don't like the show, if you're looking for a particular plug-in. I mean, everybody pretty much, is this true, John? Everybody who's asked us to find them plug-in, we found it, have we not?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, so we're out here, you know, for you guys. So let us know. Just go to the website and hit that button. Leave us a message.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so that's all we got. And till next time, folks, you guys have yourselves a good one. Take care. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh